Non-commercially, Roots and Branches, Preserving the Legacy of Gordon Parks, a behind-the-scenes documentary about the Gordon Parks Collection, will show tonight at 107 Devlin Hall on the WSU campus. The Students for Liberty is showing Oscars Cuba, a documentary about a Nobel Peace Prize nominee who is a prisoner in Cuba, Friday at 7 in 211 Hubbard Hall at WSU. Also on Friday is the bi-monthly meeting of the Laurel and Hardy Fan Club, Friday night at 6:30 at Calvary Methodist Church, 2535 North Rock, featuring Laurel and Hardy in the feature Bonnie Scotland and the short Chickens Come Home. And we have commercially the first full-length feature by George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic Studio, and it shows that there are people who can compete with Pixar in animation. It's titled Rango, which resembles the title Rambo, and while it is usually compared to spaghetti westerns like the ones Clint Eastwood reached stardom in, it actually contains suggestions of John Ford's famous Monument Valley scenes, the ride of the Valkyria attack in Apocalypse Now, the musical choruses of Cat Ballou and High Noon, the opening credits of Gunsmoke, and if you favor action movies, you will be able to spot more scenes and suggestions of other movies than I can. And I haven't listed what Entertainment Weekly says is John Huston in Chinatown, partly because I would swear it is an almost forgotten actor named Basil Rysdale, though Entertainment Weekly is probably right because the water plot is reminiscent of Chinatown. And I'm not mentioning the actor Edgar Buchanan, because practically all Westerns have somebody reminiscent of Edgar Buchanan. You don't have to recognize any of these things or any of the others that must be there, because Rango stands on its own feet as both a story and a comedy without consideration of its elements of parody. The action sequences are really exciting, the characters are vivid and varied, the plots are actually interesting and pretty numerous, the whole thing keeps chopping along at a pace that will prevent you from thinking about much of anything, and the allusions to other movies are so generic they may convey the same meaning whether you catch a specific reference or not. For example, I certainly didn't think Clint Eastwood was Timothy Oliphant, and Edgar Buchanan's whiskey rasp of a voice is unmistakably alcoholic and ineffectual, which was what Buchanan usually played. He did have a serious moment about marriage in Ride the High Country, and Rango may have a serious moment or two, too, if the audience allows it. I chose a latest showing to avoid an audience because I suspected, rightly, that Rango was not a kiddie movie, and I feared an inappropriate kiddie audience because it is, after all, an animation, and the American tradition is that animations are for the kids. Rango is for everybody, but I think my caution was well advised. Entertainment Weekly objects that the characters in Rango are too ugly for enjoyment, and this is certainly not Disneyland cute. But Westerns over the years became pretty physically unattractive. Compare the old Errol Flynns to the later Randolph Scotts, not to mention the spaghetti Westerns themselves. And heavy dramas have become so dark that sometimes in thrillers and apocalyptic dramas like The Road, it is not easy to see what's going on. I weary of offices that are so dark I don't see how anybody can read their correspondence, and police looking for fiber clues in them. There's something almost like realism in Rango's physical grossness, but its heart is always where it should be, and it is a kick from beginning to end. Jim Erickson, over and out.